We're on the air today. It is Thursday on March 4th, and I'm going to have a special guest with me tonight. It's Barbara Young, and I don't know if what time we're going to be able to bring her on. I'm hoping that she'll be on in about 10 minutes because I have a few things to discuss with the audience right here and now. So, Barbara, if you're on the phone, if you don't mind holding. What I want to talk about here is a couple of news items and then a few books that I think it's important that people take a look at. First of all, we've got a news item that's talking about Sean David Morton, who is a well-known psychic. Many of you may be familiar with him. He often speaks on the basically the New Age circuit, and he has been arrested for investor fraud. I have to say I was one of those investors, and I lost a good half of my inheritance. It wasn't a huge amount of money, but it was a lot of money to me. However, I don't think that Sean actually meant to mislead investors. I do believe that you can predict things psychically in terms of the markets and currency, which is what he was trying to do. However, he was working with some people that were not honest, apparently, and that's where the problems began. So I just wanted to talk about that a little bit, let the audience know that what you're going to see out there in the newspapers is not the whole truth. I still believe that Sean has his heart in the right place. However, I'd love to get my money back. So it'll be interesting to see where that all leads. On top of it, I wanted to bring a book to people's attention that are not already aware of it. And as many of you will know, I traveled to France recently and interviewed Laura Knight Jedzik. And during that time, I had read a lot of her interactions with what she calls the Cassiopeians, her contacts, and she uses the Ouija board. It's simply an instrument through which she contacts them, and she does it in sort of a group atmosphere in which she's vetting the information they give her. She double-checks that information. And so she has a different approach to channeling than let's say, the norm. And she's also quite a brilliant woman. So I encourage you to look on Project Camelot for that interview. I should be editing it and getting it out there fairly soon. The name of the book that I wanted to bring everyone's attention to is called Bringers of the Dawn. It's teachings from the Pleiadians, and it's written by or channeled by Barbara Marciniak. And has some very excellent information, and it was referred to me by, again, the Cassiopeians through Laura Knight Jedzik, and I took their advice and read the book and find it to be very excellent in terms of getting information out there that people are maybe ready for but haven't heard a lot about. And I think the book is actually, I don't know, 7 to 10 years old at this point. There's another book that I want to recommend. It's by Andy Lloyd, another person that we were able to interview when I went to England just recently. He is got a website. I think it's called darkstar.com, and he's talking about the brown dwarf or second sun. And there is a book called Ezekiel 1. It's actually a novel that Andy Lloyd has written. And I have to say that this was a really interesting twist because we went to interview him and I was expecting a fairly scientifically based interview. And instead I found out that he has now moved on to be investigating what in essence is the Anunnaki and the bigger story. And in order to do that, he's taking what some may call literary license and writing a book, a novel. And actually Ezekiel 1, I believe, is his first book, his first novel, and then there's going to be another one coming out very shortly. And I think that's going to be very exciting for people. Take a look at that book because he's got some very interesting conclusions in there and possible theories about what's really going on our planet, about what's happening in the future, And I just want to encourage everyone to take a look at his novel, because he was able to use literary license to talk about things that most people would not take seriously otherwise. And so he's put it in a novel form. It actually would make a perfectly great movie. And so anyway, I just wanted to let everyone know about that. And someone is actually Skyping me saying that Bringers of the Dawn, it was written channeled in 1987. So that's quite a while ago. But I have to say that they were talking about these times right now that we're in. And so that's what makes it so important and so pertinent at this moment. Lastly, I wanted to talk about very briefly what's going on with Project Camelot. We are expanding the site, sort of splitting off in different directions. Bill will be creating his own website on projectavalon.net, and I will be creating a website that is called Project Camelot Productions, and both websites will be linked through what will basically be the Project Camelot portal, and that will all reside at projectcamelot.org, the URL that everyone is familiar with and used to. However, we will be going in different directions. We have been going in different directions really for the past year, I'd say. Some things that are really fascinating me are just simply not of interest to Bill, and vice versa. So this is all part of the change that our planet is going through. And it's definitely affected Project Camelot. We have very different ways of dealing with things, very different ways of viewing things. And I think that this will be a great solution to allow our work to really expand and to go in different directions. So stay tuned to projectcamelot.org in the future, and I hope you enjoy the changes that are going to be very evident there very soon. Okay, let's see. Barbara, are you on the line with me? Okay, I think maybe not. So what I will do here is I basically will go to her website, and I want to encourage everyone to take a look at her website. I'm not sure how she would classify herself. I think of her as a person who does sort of regression therapy. But I think she might classify herself in a little bit different way. And she – actually, I did a regression with her just a day or two ago. She's very adept guiding people on what I know of as a guided sort of regression or meditation. And she is dealing with the transition that we're going to go through here on the planet and where each soul is at, sort of at the present time, and she will, you know, bring you back into various lives and have you examine that and also take you forward and figure out where you are at, what you're actually looking to fulfill in this lifetime and so on. And so she has a background that I really want her to talk about, because it's kind of it's actually very fascinating. She was in the Navy. And then she left the Navy to pursue this line of work, which is really sort of unusual, a very unusual approach to life, I think. And the name of the website is called templecrisis.org, and it's spelled templecrisis.org. And this audio from this radio show will be available on our site as soon as it's downloaded after the show, so you'll be able to get all this information at that time. So, Barbara, are you there?
I am.
Hi. It's nice to hear your voice.
Good. Thank you. Same with you.
So, basically, I'd like you to go over your background before we get into what you actually do at this time, so that people understand where you kind of were coming from, at least in this life.
I started out as in Tucson, just growing up, but the whole room would turn silvery white, and either an archangel with wings would appear. their conversation primarily dealing with the divine realm, and or beings of light, and their conversation centered on stabilizing my intake of memory, correcting material dogma in religious data, and etc. Those encounters continued all the way through until, oh geez, I think I was 43 at the time. But in the meantime, I was told what education, where to go, what to deal with in order to know Earth. And so I'm basically University of Arizona in Tucson in pre-med, and then married, moved to China Lake for missile systems and so on education, but then continued my formal education, UCLA, Stanford, and Berkeley in the 60s. Very much involved in altered states of consciousness, paranormal research, and so on and so forth. Plus, religious studies. And then when everything was complete, I had an external divine experience, except this time, the archangel knelt down beside me, which was one unusual. And then this huge, deep, very loud external voice of the Father stated it was time to go forth. And everything disappeared. And I didn't know what that meant. And so the next night, everything went white again. And I thought, oh, thank heavens. I didn't want to get this all wrong. And but this time, the ceiling opened up into a V-shaped with archangels all the way up into the heavens with clouds and so on, but they were singing hallelujah. And they sang hallelujah three times, and then they said, bring the children unto the Father, for they have lost the way. And then it just all closed up and left. And at that point, I had already been directing and guiding persons into the divine realm, and studying what was left off by the Inquisition, what was true Christianity, and what was missing. For instance, what are we here for? And that was the primary subject, and it's to develop the nature of your spirit. That's the full purpose of life itself on Earth. Okay, Carrie.
Well, that's a great summation of your background and experience and how you came to this place. So in terms of the Templars, can you talk a little bit about that time, that era, and why that pertains to what you know?
Well, your spiritual body itself, you're in two categories. One is mortal, which you're a son or daughter of man, and immortal, meaning that at the end of your mortal stage evolution, you are involved with a mystical divine teacher who ascended you through visualization into the divine realm. And if you so choose or chose to continue it to be a divine being, your whole spirit was transfigured into light. Now, when that transfiguration occurs, you begin the third stage, or the fourth stage, in what's called the Great Cycle of Life, the immortal stage. Now, in Jesus' time, at the Common Era, it ended the civilization's the awakening stage, and he was introducing the rise stage. Now, I know this is kind of like I'm skipping all around, but I'm trying to fill in to show you the difference between a mystical Knight Templar and general society itself. You're in a cycle of life stage, and those are six stages. Most of our civilization beings at this time are either in the mortal Hades stage or they've been transfigured into an immortal, entering a 2,000-year period of the awakening stage, 2,000-period stage of rise, then coming to completion in the crown stage. Jesus introduced the rise stage for all immortals at that time. All of his students, most of his students, and the apostles in a future life wanted to continue their divine life program. In other words, once you enter the divine life program, you enter the divine realm in a particular order of event according to sacred symbolism. Once you're there, you take in the nature of the father and mother. Now, persons are going to say, well, I haven't heard about the mother. Well, that's true, because the Catholic Church removed all references to life, its purpose, and what you're here for. So it's God the Mother drops down to the Christus daughter. And in Jesus' time, he called her Sophia, which is the Greek word for wisdom. If you were Greek, it would have been Athena, or if you were in Egypt earlier in evolution, it would have been Isis. Same spirit, just different logos names. Now, as you enter the divine realm, like I said, you take in the nature of the Father, but you're adding divine light memory to your spirit. Every life, moment, time, minute that you enter the divine realm, you're taking in their nature. And that purpose is to transfigure your material memories that you're making up life after life into the nature of the Father and Mother. Jesus called it the Christing. That's out of the Greek, Christus. So you're either transfigured or Christed into the nature of the Father and Mother. Why in Jesus' time his students were called Christ men and women. And it's full contact with the family of God for your advancement. And so there in the next...
But Barbara, this is actually non-denominational, isn't it?
It's a reality, not a religion. A religion is a made-up psychology by man between man and God. When the Divine Life Program enters your life, it's a reality.
Okay, but there will be people out there that say, you know, that don't speak in this particular language or jargon that you're using.
Well, there's not, because the Catholic Inquisition killed all sons and daughters of God for 600 years and removed all data. Absolutely not allowed to be practiced.
Okay, and what about the people that are Muslim and of other faiths?
You mean the material mind?
Yeah, I'm talking about the people. In other words, I understand what you're saying about the distinction between religion, but is there a way you could maybe clarify that a little clearer for people that are listening, just so they understand it a little, you know, because it's a fairly sophisticated distinction.
Okay, remember, your spirit, not the biological system. Your spirit is over millions of years old. If it's born into a family, and I don't care what the material religion is, the spirit still contains its own relationship between itself and the father and mother. The mother created your spirit in the first place. It sent you out on earth, to earth, to grow up. So your spirit does not have a material religion. Can you understand that?
I think that that's a more clear way of stating it. I think maybe people will grasp that.
Your
wanted to make that really clear. Clear before you moved on.
Right.
So go ahead and move along in regard to basically how you get to the Templars and beyond.
Well, the Templars are all immortals. You could not belong to a Templar order unless, first, you ascended through direction by the Templar High Priest into the divine realm. Once you're in the divine realm and entered what's called the Divine Life Program's basic itinerary, from that itinerary, your state of divine advancement is determined. And that determined what tunic that you wore, the color of the tunic that you wore. Okay?
Okay, and do you want to delineate the different colors of tunics and what they symbolize?
Awakening stage, the rise, and then the crown stage, you wore white.
Okay.
And brown. Brown would be material. You're primarily material-oriented in the awakening stage, although you are a young immortal. It's blue in the rise stage. Blue is a sacred symbol for mental intellectualism. In the rise stage, you enter the divine realm and could attend the Temple of Solomon. In that temple, you had unlimited knowledge, the same as the Pyramid of Light. Although the Temple of Solomon was more used as a place to sit with several other beings of light to discuss certain aspects of society and so on, because you're an idealist. If you've achieved a state of advancement, say the rise stage or even in the crown, you're an idealist because your intrinsic knowledge is way beyond the average person.
Okay, and maybe you can talk about Excalibur.
All right. Within the divine realm and your development, as you pass from stage to stage, certain symbols are used to activate a next or higher level of advancement. The sword Excalibur cannot be pulled out until you're in at least the upper rise stage. The reason for that is that you have to have a certain percentage of light, divine, cycle aspects within your personality to be trusted with truth. Otherwise, you would distort that truth once you attained it. And when you pull Excalibur, which most persons have already done that I have worked with, in some past life, say back in the Templar period, it was a means of activating divine truth. In other words, the sword represents divine truth. The stone represents your spirit. So it's basically a symbol of divine truth locked up in your spirit. When I walk somebody up to it at this particular time, I ask how the handle is designed. And how that handle is designed informs me immediately of the state of divinity that that spirit contains at this particular time in this life. Reach over and pull it out, and that's a sign that, yes, you can be activated into divine life. Then you hold it up to the source of all truth, the Father and Mother. If it's struck by lightning by the Father, comes down through the sword and through you, you're then transfigured into a higher state where you have access to the next higher level of truth. At the time that you were a Templar, in that time period, Jesus had introduced the early rise stage. Now, pulling Excalibur didn't occur until later on, after the Templar period. Prior to that time, though, the Templars did and could access Excalibur. What you're familiar with, Excalibur stories and so on and so forth, they started in around 300 or 400 A.D. All right, now, with your Templars, once you pulled Excalibur and it was activated, your destiny as a Templar was to spread divine truth, stand up for it to the death. And it was their ideal to create in Israel or Palestine that area a temple of truth. And that was to be the center for truth for the world for the rest of civilization, which ends in AD 4000. But unfortunately, everything went awry, and there was a betrayal, and the negative force came in, took over the Catholic Church. In other words, through spiritual birth, growing up within the bodies, in that position within the church to remove the divine life program and to kill all Templars and all sons and daughters of God for the next 600 years. And that thrust the whole world into a material reality in order to remove from all of the thousands and maybe millions of sons and daughters of God here the right to continue until completion, where they become an individualized being of light. And at that time, you have ended the need for material life for lessons, and you're a being of light now, so there's no longer a need for the Divine Life Program.
Okay, and maybe you can talk, we're going to go to a break here in just a moment here, but maybe you can talk briefly about the significance of the Da Vinci Code.
All right.
Actually, we're still on.
You're still on the air. All right. Well, do you want me to continue with the Da Vinci Code?
Yeah, if you don't mind, just for the next moment or two before the music. The music will start, and we will know we're going to break.
All right, dear.
There it is.
That's it.
Okay. Sorry about that. I should have been more clear. So we are on the air with Barbara Young. This is Carrie Cassidy from Project Camelot, Camelot Radio, and we'll be right back.
The time is now. As the walls are closing in on America, Republic Magazine is a beacon of light guiding those that fight for freedom and the restoration of America. Republic Magazine is the ultimate activist tool. Republic Magazine digs in deep to expose the lies and offers real solutions from the experts. No other publication in America offers the real news like Republic Magazine. Get copies to give to friends, family, and neighbors, or simply order a subscription for yourself at republicmagazine.tv. Get informed and stay informed with Republic Magazine, the ultimate resource for your fight against the New World Order. Claim your free digital copy now or order a print subscription online at www.republicmagazine.tv. That's republicmagazine.tv. Or call them toll-free at 800-873-1620. That's 1-800-873-1620.
You can feel that squeaky clean sensation like none other with Vitamer toothpaste and mouthwash. Vitamer toothpaste and mouthwash is a unique natural formula not found in any other oral care products. With a gentle combination of zinc, folic acid, myrrh, and clove oil, Vitamer effectively whitens teeth, removes plaque, and freshens breath, and it does it naturally without any harmful chemicals. Visit us online at Vitamer.com. That's Vitamyr.com. Or call us today to place your order at 1-888-558-8482. That's 1-888-558-8482. Keep your teeth and gums healthy with Vitamer toothpaste and mouthwash. Vitamer, nature's answer to healthy teeth and gums. And remember, it's all completely natural Available at participating health food stores nationwide.
The people who have the spirit of Antichrist, they are of the world, therefore speak they of the world, naturally. And the world hears them because it recognizes its own language. But we are of God. He that knoweth God heareth us.
These are the words of 20th century prophet A.W. Tozer. He is the author of over 40 books that you aren't likely to find at your local Christian bookseller. So where can you go to find such inspiration? Introducing Cornerstone Books, with the largest selection available of the writings of A.W. Tozer, Amy Carmichael, Richard Wurmbrandt, and countless others. Cornerstone Books makes the truth available worldwide with the detail and personality of a local bookseller. Visit the website at www.cornerstone-unlimited.com for a complete inventory of its authors, as well as audio files and much, much more. That's www.cornerstone-unlimited.com, or you can call toll free at 888-239-9890. That's 888-239-9890.
You're listening to The Micro Effect.
Young, and we're talking about the Knights Templar and also the Christed son and daughter and so on. Transitions into the next world, really. Barbara, are you with me?
Yes.
Okay. So we were just about to start talking about the Da Vinci Code, and I wonder if you could talk about a little bit about the symbolism there and how that works into what it is you have learned.
Well, sacred symbolism is the word and the language of the gods. The language of the gods is established on the planet as soon as civilization begins. In other words, in your own evolution, if you are evolving on Earth, you evolve out of the animal realm because your spirit had to learn how to run the biological system, the human biological body. It had to learn how to take what you see and turn it into subatomic quantum particles and integrate it into your spirit, so in your next life you learned how to see, or you could see and record that data. The same with hearing. Once you have learned the material body functions and the reason why you have three brains, reptilian was established when you were a reptile, and then the two brains, and later on as mammalian. Once you're transferred into human, though, you have no memory of how to reason, and that's with the cerebellum. Life after life, in primitive life, you slowly evolve how to reason, take knowledge, reason it, for an independent action. Now, during that period in a primitive tribe, it's when you establish the symbolism for what is called the language of the gods, or spiritual symbolism, that's used for your entire evolution on this planet and in every planet throughout all of the galaxies. The same evolutionary program is activated. It's set up, it's tried, and it's true, and it works. It's established by what's called giant beings throughout all the galaxies. And Earth is no different. Because if I work with an ET that's transferred, his spirit transferred from another galaxy, another planet, to Earth, the sacred symbolism or the language of the gods remains the same. And it's taking material symbols and applying a different definition that addresses the evolution of your spirit, not your mind, the soul mind. And by the way, the soul represents your current consciousness. And a soul is considered mortal because just before the death of your physical body, the soul consciousness is transferred or downloaded into your spirit. And then at death, your spirit is released from the biological system, enters the divine realm, in the stage or level of heaven. It matches the stage that you're currently in your own evolution. In other words, the heavens are broken up into, like I said, mortal, awakening, rise, and crown stage. And Da Vinci was just speaking outward and using the code, as they all had to, all immortals. Otherwise, the Catholic Church would have arrested and killed them, which they almost did anyway. So they all created their own language, like, you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make it drink. Well, I might be speaking in public, but what I said is, I'm talking about somebody that I wanted to teach advanced data to, or not knowledge, and he wouldn't listen. Oh, that's a bunch of nonsense. Well, horse means knowledge. Water means truth. So you can't force divine truth into somebody. So it was like, it's like an underground language.
Yes, I think that's very well said. I do want to tell people that we are going to be taking callers at the last 15 minutes of this hour and also for the last 30 minutes of the next hour. So our call-in numbers are on the microeffect.com website as well as projectcamelot.org. And you can see the call-in, one of the call-in numbers is 888-747-1968, and the other one is 208-935-0094. So the 888 number is obviously the toll-free number, which is, again, 888-747-1968. So, Barbara, maybe you can talk then a little bit about the progression in regard to where we are at as a planet at this time in our sort of trajectory in terms of 2012 and beyond and where we're going with this.
2012 is from the extraterrestrial civilization that was established in Mexico. And it was a rather primitive culture. You see, when the cultures were established on the planet, they were established by extraterrestrials coming from various galaxies and so on. The Egyptian, from their galaxy, from their planet, transferred advanced spirits here to build it. In other words, you're born into a body, you grow up, but you have this advanced intrinsic nature. Then you have the Greeks. Greeks are coming from the Pleiadian area. And then you have the Romans and so on and so forth. They're all actually political, spiritual races. And when this civilization was established, those cultures had to be established for the growth, the overall growth of the planet. Now, according to the Egyptian, the Christian, or the Christ men and women, or the immortals, Greeks and so on, you're in a civilization 2,000-year period progression. Like I said, Jesus started the rise stage that lasted until AD 2000. From AD 2000 to AD 4000, I've again reestablished the divine life program for the crown stage. And that crown, and these stages last for 2,000 years as far as the civilization is concerned. Within that civilization, immortals, like sons and daughters of God, have an opportunity now to reestablish their divine life activities, to have access to unlimited knowledge, to advance all philosophies on the planet. And I have traveled in the last 30 years from research institution to another, except it was rejected. Some scientists, I have been able to ascend into the divine realm for temples, and they were actually given viable blueprints for the advancement of their research. The medical association, of course, turned me down. But then, They came in 1977 and closed down all research about the spirit at UCLA, Stanford, and Berkeley because they didn't want the ethical responsibility of destroying the spirit's memory. Why you have autistic children. Your spirit is memorizing brain cells that are being destroyed by drugs. When that spirit's memory is destroyed, you're reborn 20 years after your death, whether you like it or not. And when you come back in, you fuse with a fetus. You've signed a contract with your mother to fuse with her fetus just before birth or just after at the highest percentage that we measured. But if your spirit's memory has been altered and in its ability to act through the brain, it can't. If you've had ECT in your previous life, electroconvulsive therapy, that's like sending an electrical current through your hard drive. When all the memory matrices within your spirit that's taken you millions of years to build up so that it can act through your brain, and they're all torn up, next life, you can't function through the brain. And those are your worst cases of autism. The darkness that the Catholic Church created is destroying the human race itself at this time. How do you correct the subatomic quantum particles that make up your spirit? You can't do it physically. You can't do it by pills. Now, I have been able to work with some autistic clients if they're capable of direction and guided imagery into the divine realm for the Father. He's the one that has to do it. The Christ Son will just fly you into the center of the galaxy, and the Father will have to correct it, which has happened to several students.
Okay. I don't know if we've got any callers, but we are in the last 15 minutes, and there are people that may have questions. I think that this is a complex topic for most people.
Well, it is.
And I do think that, you know, some of the language may be confusing to our listeners. So I would like anyone who's out there who would like to ask questions to go ahead and call in. If you are on, the chat room, I guess they call it. I'm not logged into the chat room at this time, but if you're able to call in or get your chat information questions over to the producers of the Micro Effect, they can convey those questions to us, and that way we can kind of go down roads that might be a little clearer for you if you have questions. So please feel free during this last 15 minutes and going into the other hour as well to ask any questions or to call in at any time. I'm getting a Skype message here that some people are having some trouble understanding the use of language, Barbara, because it's very symbolic.
It's what you've been missing it for 1,000 years.
Yeah.
The whole planet is in darkness now.
Okay.
And I'm introducing information, data, lifestyle that's real, that is supposed to be real. That's what you live for. And it's been 1,000 years, which is about 10 lives. It's not in the religions because the Bible itself has been altered. But it's also in code. It's all in sacred code. So,
right.
Yes, I suppose it is difficult for everybody to understand. What does your caller have to say?
Okay. Well, at this time, we're not getting any clear phone calls. So what we're going to do is continue this discussion until, we get a phone call, and then obviously we'll pause and ask, answer any questions that come along. So if we can talk a little bit, perhaps, about Mary Magdalene, for example.
All right. She was a feminine Christ figure for that period of time. Being that the social status of that time period, women could not teach men. Men could not teach women. It's just as it is in the Middle East right now. And she represented God the Mother and the Chrysis daughter, Temple of Isis, or Athena, etc. She could teach the women and the children. And it's the same data that you're hearing here, because it's in all of my students once I can reach their spirit. When I ascend persons into the divine realm and they experience the divine realm imagery, it's all the same. They know it. And you can only know it because you've heard it in many past lives.
Okay, we do have a caller here, Martha in California, it looks like. Martha, are you on the line with us?
Yes, I am.
Okay, Martha, would you like to ask a question?
Yes, I wanted to ask her if I would listen to her on the micro effect about and ask a lady about goosebumps. They were talking to people about having goosebumps.
Yes, when I'm either teaching somebody or they hear me on the radio, if they have goosebumps, that means that what they're hearing is truth. Their spirit is trying to tell the consciousness that's truth.
Okay. Well, I emailed you. I'm the one that has the ADHD real bad, and I have problems concentrating, but I did the light that I see. I seen a white light that it just overcome everything in my brain, and the voices I hear, someone calling me, and could you say something about that?
Yes. Well, the light is the divine nature of the Father and Mother. Or in sacred symbolism, it's referred to as the sun, not the physical sun, just the light of God within your head. And that means that your spirit is connected to that divine energy or that divine reality. And the voices are probably the Christ's daughter or Christ's son.
Yeah, it's a lady. It's a lady's voice.
Then that's the Chrysis daughter.
Also, I was reading about
the
young man.
Now, wait a minute, just a second. The Chrysis daughter's logos name, known to everybody, would be Maria or Mary.
Okay.
For the Christ son, it's best known as Jesus.
Okay.
Okay, go ahead.
I was reading your... I have a hard time concentrating, but for example, I was reading your about the 17-year-old boy you helped, and I just feelings come over me sometimes like that, and I could actually picture him doing everything. I was like going with him, you know, in while I was reading it, you know, crying, the goosebumps. Does that mean something?
Yes, that means that your spirit knows its truth, and your spirit needs that.
Okay.
You need
okay.
It. Well,
thank you very much, Martha. We've got another caller holding on the line, if you don't mind. But thank you for your questions. We've got Lance in Nebraska.
Hi.
Hi, Lance.
How you doing? I came in and I caught the very beginning of the show when you started talking, but I heard you say something about the three brains, and one was a reptilian, and one was a mammalian. Is that what you said? Another one was human.
Yeah, the reptilian brain, that's the first brain, and then you have the mammalian first and second hemispheres, right and left hemispheres.
Right.
And then you have the third brain, which is the cerebellum. And that's what allows you to reason. Animals can't reason. They only have the first and second and reptilian brain.
Okay. Now, does that have anything to do with when you're forced conceived in the mother's womb, you have a tail and you seem to have webbed hands, and you grow out of that in the first couple of months. It's almost like the human DNA kicks in from the reptilian DNA, and you lose the tail, and you lose the webbed hands, and you become more like a regular human child.
That's
Does that have
right.
anything to do with that?
Yes. But usually, when you transfer from mammalian to human, let's say that if your last life before you transferred into human might have been porpoise or dolphin. And by the way, porpoise, dolphin, and whales, and that species is the most advanced structure within the spirit in the use of the brain when it transfers into human. They should not be eaten.
Yeah, I heard something about that before, something like that before.
Yes.
They just didn't grow. Their physical bodies did not advance to having arms and legs, or they would probably be the smartest and most efficient and most spiritual beings.
Yeah, but they have to step into the human form. Now, when I was in Alaska, I had an opportunity to regress one of a person, a young man. He was having problems working his arms and legs, you know. And he was a dolphin in his previous life. His current girlfriend, who just was really taking care of him, was his trainer in that life.
Interesting.
And so we came back now as human because of the trainer and human interrelationship advanced him faster. So he could become
very
human.
Very interesting. Okay, well, thank you, Lance,
thank you so much
for calling. And we've got
one more thing.
Sure.
When dolphins and porpoises beat themselves, that's the ritual to become human.
Interesting. Wow.
Okay, love. Thanks, Sarah.
Thank you so much for your time.
That's a fascinating idea. Maria in Arizona is on the line.
Hi,
Maria. Are you there?
Hi, Barbara. Hi, Carrie.
Hi, Maria. Hi.
I'm wondering if you could address how we can release negative karma in order to not have to incarnate in this life again, and what happens once we do that work. What type of plane do we exist on?
I think you said, what do we do with karmic liability?
Well, how do we get rid of karma in order that we don't have to continue to incarnate in this realm in order to clear ourselves?
Well, once you attain the upper rise stage in your evolution, you have access to what Jesus called the salvation program. And that's where you can access. And God will show you, he'll introduce you because you don't know in this life, your protagonist in past lives that you have a karmic liability with. In other words, a vengeance on say, two spirits beings in life. There's a vengeance from one, and that goes up to your books of life, and then you come back together in about 200 years or every other life. And you have to have an encounter for that resolution. As that memory, it builds up a data file between the two of you. And that will continue until it's resolved. Now, in the upper rise stage, you have the ability to access those memories between the two of you, enter the divine realm, remove the thought form that was created between the two of you, and then go to your book of life, and you've pulled Excalibur, and you remove him from your presence, touch the point of the sword to the book, a divine flame comes up, and that ceases all karmic liability program with that individual for your future. That has to be all completed, all karmic liabilities completed. Otherwise, you have to remain here.
Well, don't you think encounters that we have with other individuals, don't they build karma as opposed to, you know, removing it? I mean, it seems like oftentimes when we meet these people that have the most to teach us, oftentimes they create more upheaval in our lives than they do clearings.
Well, you're not clearing it.
Right.
You may be interacting with that protagonist, but just because you say, oh, I forgive you, that doesn't get it.
I know.
The program is still active within your books of life.
So it's really difficult to clear. It's more likely that we're going to create a deeper karma with particular individuals than it's likely that we're going to clear it and not have to interact with them again.
Well, if you enter the Divine Life program in this life, and you awaken yourself to it, you activate all your divine attributes and light nature within you that increases your IQ, intelligence, and reasoning. All right.
Yeah, but realistically, let me just make this point. Most people aren't going to be doing that.
I'm sorry?
I said realistically, most people are not.
We're going to a break here. I'm very sorry to interrupt. Let's continue on the other side of this hour. Thank you very much, Barbara. Hold on, please, and we'll be right back.
Who had the spirit of Antichrist. They are of the world, therefore speak they of the world, naturally. And the world heareth them because it recognizes its own language. But we are of God. He that knoweth God heareth us.
These are the words of 20th century prophet A.W. Tozer. He is the author of over 40 books that you aren't likely to find at your local Christian bookseller. So where can you go to find such inspiration? Introducing Cornerstone Books, with the largest selection available of the writings of A.W. Tozer, Amy Carmichael, Richard Wurmbrand, and countless others. Cornerstone Books makes the truth available worldwide with the detail and personality of a local bookseller. Visit the website at www.cornerstone-unlimited.com for a complete inventory of its authors, as well as audio files and much, much more. That's www.cornerstone-unlimited.com, or you can call toll free at 888-239-9890. That's 888-239-9890.
Now you can feel that squeaky clean sensation like none other with Vitamer toothpaste and mouthwash. Vitamer toothpaste and mouthwash is a unique natural formula not found in any other oral care products. With a gentle combination of zinc, folic acid, myrrh, and clove oil, Vitamer effectively whitens teeth, removes plaque, and freshens breath, and it does it naturally without any harmful chemicals. Visit us online at Vitamer.com. That's Vitamyr.com. Or call us today to place your order at 1-888-558-8482. That's 1-888-558-8482. 8482. Keep your teeth and gums healthy with Vitamer toothpaste and mouthwash. Vitamer, nature's answer to healthy teeth and gums. And remember, it's all completely natural. Available at participating health food stores nationwide.
The time is now. As the walls are closing in on America, Republic Magazine is a beacon of light guiding those that fight for freedom and the restoration of America. Republic Magazine is the ultimate activist tool. Republic Magazine digs in deep to expose the lies and offers real solutions from the experts. No other publication in America offers the real news like Republic Magazine. Get copies to give to friends, family, and neighbors, or simply order a subscription for yourself at republicmagazine.tv. Get informed and stay informed with Republic Magazine, the ultimate resource for your fight against the New World Order. Claim your free digital copy now or order a print subscription online at www.republicmagazine.tv. That's republicmagazine.tv. Or call them toll-free at 800-873-1620. That's 1-800-873-1620.
You're listening to The Micro Effect.